Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me online a number of places. My new website is succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right.
You know, www, of course. For my law practice, it's cliffenico.com. But since no one can spell that, go to succeedinginyourbusiness.com, and you can link to that other site.
Cliff Inico, that's no bang. That's not hard. I mean, oh, what if you were named Blasingame? I mean, for goodness sake.
You're talking to a guy, though, Jim, who has to spell at least 10 minutes of every day spelling his name for people.
E-N-N-I-C-O. I mean,
E-N-N-I-C-O.
How hard can that be? So, cliffinico.com. My guys are smart. My audience is smart. They can get that. Or succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
They can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yep, and anywhere that books are sold, go to Amazon,
and online,
go to Barnes & Noble, Google my name, and you'll see what
three eBay books that I'm looking at here. So check
all
that out.
Yeah, that's it, and I'm working on a fourth right now.
All right, good for you.
Actually, so those guys.
You'll have to come back another day, and we'll talk about eBay. I want to continue the conversation though about how to buy a company
franchise.
But before we do that though, what about the LLC thing? A lot of people have a hard time differentiating between whether they should go an LLC or whether they should go with a subchapter S.
Oh, Lord. And that is probably the toughest decision that you have to make right now. But here's what it boils down to: the subchapter S corporation has one big advantage over the LLC, which is that if you're extremely profitable, you can put yourself and your business partners on the payroll and take regular payroll deductions, which actually saves you money in employment tax,
mm-hmm.
FICA, FUTA, Medicare. That's the compelling reason for doing it. When you're first starting
out,
an
LLC.
You do not get that with an LLC. With an LLC, you got to pay the full self-employment tax, which is income and employment taxes. With the S corporation, you can actually save some of the employment taxes, not the income taxes.
Well, of course, since it all comes out of your pocket, you don't save anything. But the difference is that the individuals just pay the employee rate. And you can let the corporation pay, which comes out of profits that you don't pay taxes on. But either way, it comes out of your pocket.
Either way, it comes out of your pocket. But the big change that I'm seeing, it's sort of interesting. In up until last year, I was doing nothing but LLCs, especially for the startup businesses.
Yeah.
Because when you don't know what else to do, the LLC is the right way to start.
It's the new and sexy one?
It is, but it's also, too, it gives you the most flexibility. You don't have to do a lot of paperwork with it. There's not a whole lot of discipline required with an LLC, whereas there is for corporations.
Right.
But I'm seeing more and more people now going to corporations. I think this is a sign of our economy because of a perception that it gives you better protection against liability.
It doesn't really, though, does it?
It doesn't really.
But it's the same.
At the two statutes side by side, I mean, they're word for word identical.
It's the same liability veil.
Right, but I think it's a perception thing. It's an optics thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since I charge more for corporations than for LLCs, I'm not complaining too much. But I do talk to the client and try to see if I can persuade them, because corporations do complicate your life, Jim. They do. There's paperwork that has to be done, and you got to do it. Or find somebody, pay them lots of money to do it for you.
Right.
Because if you don't do it, the government takes it away, takes the corporation away from you at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't file certain pieces of paper at certain times, they dissolve you, and sometimes they don't even do the courtesy of telling you they've done it. So, when in debt, my best advice, don't do it alone. A lot of people are going online, and they're using these do-it-yourself and corporation services.
Yeah,
and
you need some advice on that. Talk to your CPA, talk to your attorney.
CPA, attorney.
Get some advice on that.
Your cousin Louie, anybody. but get some advice. Don't go it alone.
Okay. Now, let's move over quickly and talk about buying a franchise. As you know, there are a lot of people unemployed out there who are looking for opportunities to try to make a living. I'm concerned that a lot of people are getting sucked in by maybe not scam franchises, but franchises that haven't been tested yet.
Yeah, the early stage franchise, the franchise that only has a couple of franchisees, they're just getting off the ground. Watch out for as you say, Jim, and rightly so, not all of these things are scams. Some of them are very good. I had somebody just recently that bought a franchise that only had three or four franchisees on the ground and only in one state. They were going to be the first person in their state to run this franchise. Now, the price was right. I mean,
that's the reason they get in them, because they can get...
That's why, because it's so cheap. But the whole franchise management team consisted of one person.
Mm.
The guy who founded this franchise was the only person involved in the franchise.
Wow.
It was his concept. He developed it. He was the guy who was going to fly to this other state and help you pick out your real estate. It was only
him. Do the training and all that, yeah.
So I asked the client, I said, and of course the clients loved this guy because he was a very good salesman. His heart and soul was really in this business. You really couldn't hate the guy because he was a real true believer, as we are, in the power of small business and the power of franchising. The only problem is, I said to him, what happens if this guy gets hit by a bus?
Right, drops dead.
You know, what happens if he has an accident or something like that? He's flying all over the country. God knows what could happen to
him. That's one of the things about franchises, as we wrap things up here, Cliff, is you got to find out what kind of an organization they have. And one guy is not an organization.
You got it, kiddo.
Hey, give us the website again.
You bet. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com, and tell everybody have a great President's Day.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Cliff. Thanks for being here.
Something.
Good job today. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later, right after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.